This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Receiving an offering of Tika and Jamara as part of Banadasi festival continues today as well. Additional 3 corona-related deaths reported in Nepal and French president declares second national lockdown in France. Now the news in detail. Offering and receiving of Tika and Jamara continues today as well as a part of the Banadasi festival. As per the tradition, the elders offer Tika and Jamara along with the blessings to the junior members of the family and relatives. The Jamara and Tika are considered auspices and the blessings of the goddess Navadurga. Offering and receiving Tika and Jamara takes place on the 10th day of the 15th day long Banadasi festival, but this trend continues on till the 15th day as well, which is the full moon day. The Banadasi festival is also observed to honor the victory of truth and good over evil. Additional 3 people have died from coronavirus infection in Rautahat, Pokhara and Chitwan district. One person died from coronavirus infection in Rautahat district. A 43-year-old woman of Chandrapur 10, Baltanpur died of coronavirus infection while undergoing treatment at Chitwan Medical College. Likewise, one woman has died from coronavirus infection in Pokhara. The director of the hospital, Dr. Arjun Acharya, said a 36-year-old woman from Pokhara Metropolitan City 13 died from coronavirus infection while undergoing treatment at Pokhara Institute of Health Sciences last night. Similarly, one person died from coronavirus infection in Chitwan Medical College last night. Director of the hospital, Dr. Dayaram Lamsal, said a 73-year-old man of Khairini Municipality 13 died of coronavirus infection. He tested positive for the coronavirus on 19th of October. Chief Minister of Bagmati Province Dormoni Poudil has urged one and all to take the sensitivity of the coronavirus pandemic with due seriousness. Chief Minister Poudil, who is undergoing treatment for coronavirus infection, has urged all people to strictly follow the health safety standards, including maintaining of social distance. Stating he and his spouse's health was improving, Chief Minister Poudil expressed the confidence to return to regular work after recovering from the infection soon. Poudil and his wife were receiving treatment at the Gangalal Heart Center since October 23rd after the confirmation of coronavirus infection. Kabri Palanto district has witnessed declining trend of coronavirus transmission rate and increasing its infection recovery rate. According to district-based COVID-19 Prevention and Control Command Post, only one was diagnosed with a virus infection in the district on Wednesday. Number of infected who returned from hospital after recovery has reached 105 in Kabri. As informed by the post, 71% or 1,078 infected among total 1,533 infected people, including 599 women, have been recovered from the coronavirus in the district as of Wednesday. District Administration Office Salyan had closed all its services for a week after some staffers were confirmed positive for the coronavirus. Joint Chief District Officer Naren Lamisani said to control the spread of coronavirus in the office, they have closed all of its services. 34 corona-infected persons were undergoing treatment at different isolation wards in the Baki district have returned home following health recovery. District Health Office corona focal person Naresh Shrestha said 21 men and 13 women have returned home after recovery. With this, the total number of recoveries in Baki district has reached 2,712. Schools in northern Namkharula municipality of Fumla district have resumed teaching learning activities from today. Schools were opened after guardians exerted pressure for the same, saying teaching learning activities of students have been affected due to closure of schools for the past 7 months. Chairperson of Namkharula municipality Bisnu Lama said that they granted permission to open these schools as students started forgetting the things they are taught due to closure of schools for long following lockdown. Lama said schools have resumed their teaching learning activities by adopting health security precautions. On to some international updates now. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced a second national lockdown until at least the end of November. Macron said that under the new measures, starting on Friday, people would only be allowed to leave home for essential work or medical reasons. Non-essential businesses such as restaurants and bars will close, but schools and factories will remain open. COVID daily deaths in France are at the highest level since April. On Tuesday, 33,000 new cases were confirmed. Macron said the country risks being overwhelmed by a second wave that no doubt will be harder than the first. A senior United Nations official has said Al-Qaeda is still heavily embedded with the Taliban in Afghanistan in spite of historic U.S.-Taliban agreement earlier this year. Earlier this year, the U.S. signed an agreement with the Taliban committing to withdrawing all American forces from the country by next summer if the Taliban ensured groups including Al-Qaeda were not able to use Afghan territory to plot international attacks. Al-Qaeda and Taliban monitoring team has said that the Taliban promised Al-Qaeda in the run-up to the U.S. agreement that the two groups would remain allies. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged states to sign lockdowns as his Democratic rival Joe Biden said the pandemic could not be stopped by flipping a switch. Continuing a whirlwind schedule of rallies in the battleground states, Trump also mocked mask mandates. Biden said Trump's handling of America's worsening coronavirus crisis was an insult to all its victims. The Democrat has a solid national lead over the Republican president 6 days before third November election. More than 75 million Americans have voted early, nearly 50 million of them by post, in a record-breaking voting surge driven by the pandemic. Virus deaths are rising in 39 U.S. states, an average of about 800 people are dying daily nationwide. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Receiving an offering of Tika and Jamara as part of Banadasa festival continues today as well. Additional 3 corona-related deaths reported in Nepal, and French president declares second national lockdown in France. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.